was gone. Marion felt a sudden pain in her hand and looked down. Her fist had clenched so tight with fear, the nails had drawn blood. "Lady Marion's maid, here in Sherwood," said Will. "Are you sure?"
"Well, that's who she says she is," said Little John. "She'll only speak to Robin. She has a message from Lady Marion. For him only. She's with Oswald now." "He did blindfold her, didn't he, before he brought her here?" said Will. Little John nodded. "Where's Robin?"
"I don't know.
I haven't seen him since we left the abbot and came back to the Trysting Tree," said Will. "No sign of him at all," said Little John. "Are you sure no one saw him leave?"
"Yes, I've asked. Even Much doesn't know."
Little John sighed and looked around at the camp in the windy twilight. A storm was brewing. Some outlaws, wrapped in heavy blankets for the night, had crept under sturdy shelters of leafy branches. Others, silhouetted against the flames, were staring into the camp's fire beside their huts. But, standing close by Little John and Will, were men with bows in their hands, ready for swift travel through the Sherwood night.
"We can't wait much longer for him."
Will looked over at Bertha, seated in the shadow of a great oak.
"If what she says is true, we have to take Lady Marion tonight. Without him, if necessary."
A great flash of lightning lit up their faces for an instant. Little John gave a nod. Just then a bow suddenly twanged, and a signal arrow hummed into the clearing.
"That'll be him, at last. I'll have his guts for garters wandering off like that," said Little John.
But as he spoke, Alan staggered into the clearing. Blood soaked his chest, black in the gloom. Sticking out was a broken arrow.
"Surrounded! Gisborne!" he shouted, sinking to the ground. "To arms! To arms!"
"Lady Marion," said a muffled voice.
Marion whirled round. It was coming from under the table. Marion lifted up the heavy velvet. "Robin?" she said.
"The same," said the figure crouched by the table leg.
"I'm sorry. I almost gave you to the sheriff," said Marion, bending to get a better view of her intruder. "I recognise you now.
I came here to bring you back to Sherwood. I would not want you to marry the sheriff," said Robin, smiling.
Marion blushed and put a hand to his cheek. Robin took the hand and kissed its palm. "It's not safe," she said.